Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 13th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. First off, I want to thank our June patron. Thank you so much to Josh Cook for being a patron of the Gamers Inn. We've got some shoutouts lined up all the way out till November now, with Will P for July, Paul M for August, Matthew W for September, Tyson for October, and newcomer Jamie for November. Thank you so much for joining patreon.com/thegamersinn. All your support goes directly back into the show, so we really appreciate it. And you get early access to these minis when they go live after I record them. Sometimes Friday, sometimes Saturday. It depends when I'm able to fit it in, but I do try to record on Fridays and get them out before the weekend. Now, speaking of the Gamers Inn, you probably noticed that this week's episode was published late. We decided to, first of all, I was sick earlier this week, so I was going to push a day, and Jocelyn suggested we push an additional day, which pushed it even out further to recording on Friday night. So it'll be going out on the weekend, or that weekend. So I know time is weird because early access for the Patreon mini, but really this is for the content of the week of June 13th. All that aside, in that episode, we talked about Summer Games Fest and all the announcements that came out before Friday night. And next week, or this week, I should say, we're going to be talking about Xbox, the Xbox press conference. And I think Capcom maybe falls in there as well. And honestly, I'm hoping for a Nintendo Direct. And if a Nintendo Direct gets announced, we will likely bump our schedule again to accommodate that, because the Nintendo Direct always delivers for news. So look forward to that. Now, speaking of Nintendo, in terms of games I've been playing, you might have saw that there was a demo dropped for Fire Emblem Three Hopes. Huge fan of Fire Emblem, as you know, but also enjoy the warrior-style games that Nintendo's been putting out. So that demo is out now. It's really cool. You get to experience the new characters. You get to basically play the prologue leading up to your choice of house and get a good sense of the game. And I gotta say, my biggest positive when it comes to Three Hopes is that it is just so nice to return to this world and see these characters again, because at the end of the day, when it comes to Fire Emblem, most of the games in the series are one and done. You get introduced to all these fantastic characters, and that's your moment with them. They don't often do sequels, or they haven't in a very long time. I'd say the last sequel we got would have been the GameCube Wii era. And of course you get some Fire Emblem characters in Smash Brothers, but it's not quite the same. So this is very nice to return to these characters from Three Houses in Three Hopes. So I'll probably talk about that, or I might save it until the game is out fully at the end of the month, because it won't be a long wait. Now, we'll likely probably be focusing more on news, to be honest, this week, as there's going to be tons of announcements from many different video game corporations. So look forward to that this week on the Gamers Inn. Now, for Summoner's Call, we are off this week. We are moving to an every other week schedule. So we're off this week, back next week. So look forward to that. As for upcoming video games, you might have picked up a new Switch game this week with Mario Strikers Battle League coming out on June 10th. The Quarry is also out on June 10th, so hopefully you're checking that one out. I believe Jocelyn is going to be playing The Quarry very soon. She's looking forward to that. Fall Guys will be available June 21st on pretty much everything, and that's going to be their free-to-play launch on Switch, Xbox One, and PlayStation, as well as PC as well. Sonic Origins, the new collection that is priced way too high, I think at $50 Canadian, will be out on June 23rd. And as mentioned earlier, Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes will be out on June 24th for the Nintendo Switch. As always, we end the show with a little check-in on the TGI Game Club. It's still running. It's still going strong. We're heading into Milestone 9, just wrapped up part of Milestone 8 as of this recording. And very much looking forward to seeing where that game goes. We're starting to hit some 100% clears on some storylines, so that's good to see. And yeah, still waiting for that info dump in terms of, you know, whether or not the story is going to make sense. But so far, it has been such a fun ride, and I really enjoyed being on that ride with the Discord. And speaking of the Discord, if you want to join in on the conversation, go to bit.ly/TGI Discord. You can jump into our game club discussion, as well as all the other fun stuff we talk about in general chat or Fire Emblem chat or what have you. So definitely jump in, bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks so much for listening, and have yourselves a great week.